Rolling.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's fuck. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics.
Kinshin live on Sub FM. Big thanks out to Chase on Side Hustle Radio. Cruisy vibes in two.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics,
enjoy.
I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood, or more pointedly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself to be understood. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that the personal revolution is far more difficult than the first step in any revolution. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that music is the expression of emotion, and that politics is merely the decoy of perception.
We'll be right back.
Dubsteppy set this time, a little more reggae, but we're gonna do a little twist somewhere around the halfway point, around now. Just take it up somewhere. Some nice, cruisy, relaxing, blessed beats. World full of craziness. Back, relax. Pinchin, Sub FM, station with bass is what matters. Thank you.
started to focus on my real singular contribution to the revolution that was taking place. I was a writer, not necessarily the organizer or public speaker of my fantasies. I was an adjusted version of the legendary bookman, the man who was an avid reader. Like him, I had been a modern-day house Negro, rubbing shoulders with some of society's so-called distinguished personalities. Additionally, I was not only fond of absorbing information, but I was also a highly proficient writer, and thus an effective disseminator of information. It was my duty to write the revolution, and so I did. Everything else that I previously committed to had to be picked up by others. And I had faith that the universe was going to align everybody's energies according to its will. In the process, I was altering the state of some of my most valued friendships, and I became practically estranged from some of the people for whom I felt great affection. My saving grace during that difficult period was Three Lions. Yes, upon that hill I learned some of the most valuable lessons about myself. In due time, I became conscious of the fact that my new home was, in truth, my airbase. It was the last element for me to include in my deepest meditative states, as I already knew the relevance of fire, water, and earth to my life. Firebase was where I first realized that my fiery spirit could be controlled as a steady flame, supplying warmth instead of being allowed to spread into a destructive wildfire. At the water base, I learned the greatest methods of combating my ego through tapping into a great spiritual unconscious. The lessons of the earth base me about the irreplaceable value of codependency with the planet. All of those lessons fuel each other and prepared me for my greatest lesson to date, the art and science of letting go. My experiences at Three Lions demonstrated the unexpected value of letting go of everything that I ever worked towards and held dear. In the short time that I lived there, there was a fairly sudden and drastic detachment from many worldly concerns. Three Lions. Three lions. Three lions. Three lions. Three lions. Three lions. Three lions.
Sharing this day, and I don't wish to stay. Thank you.
used to say, hey son, are your eyes them so red? Seems like you were down the lane, smoking the weed with choppy dread. You're smoking ivy,
be the light.
You said you're smoking up a cali,
wanna realize.
But nowadays them call it cranny. Babylon, I call it ballistic.
Don't criticize it.
Cause when I take my morning break, eat some food and then I take a rest. Said I'm stepping down the road to check cotton for a good pipe load. Smoking the coffee,
got to legalize.
Said he's rubbing up the sense of me. Them I call it the kiki of
the legalize.
Babylon them say ballistic again.
FM. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy.
Alright, you find out. steel hat. Got right on home, I like 20 hours, stop, no call, no cup. Call if I get the one or two hot.
Don't be bad, man.
See you there, go and chat. Chat.